A Williamstown woman was awarded the town's Boston Post cane Tuesday, cementing her status as the town's oldest resident.
The town of Williamstown and the Williamstown Council on Aging recognize and honor Filomeno Demo, born April 8, 1916, as the recipient of the Boston Post cane, representative of the eldest residents of the town of Williamstown this day, March 6th, in the year 2018. We celebrate your longevity. Your name will be inscribed on a plaque recognizing your life in the symbolic awarding of the Boston Post cane. Congratulations.
And with that, a unique Massachusetts tradition from the early 1900s continued into 2018. Williamstown Council on Aging Director Brian O'Grady, who presented the cane, explains.
The Boston Post newspaper gave out canes to many New England communities, and I think everyone in Massachusetts back around the turn of the 20th century. And the idea was that the cane would be presented to each municipality's eldest citizen and then passed on as time went on.
It's quite a cane. Again, O'Grady.
I think it dates to 1909, and the tip is gold. It's African ebony wood.
Williamstown's cane was missing for 20 years before it was rediscovered in an attic in 2001. Since that time, it's been in the hands of 13 recipients, all over the age of 100. In his 18 years on the job, O'Grady has seen all kinds of reactions from holders of the cane.
We've had people who slept through the award ceremony. We've had people who there was one individual who broke down and cried because she didn't think, she was 104, she didn't think she should be honored for living so long. There was a gentleman who looked at it and then said, oh, this reminds me of something, and he stood up and started swinging it like a baseball bat.
The ceremony in the lobby of the Williamstown Commons Nursing and Rehabilitation Center saw three generations of the Demo family proud to acknowledge Filomena's accomplishment. Born in America to Italian immigrant parents, she spent her life in the Berkshires, except for a short return to Italy before the Second World War. Her son, Sergio Demo, is 61. He lives in North Adams.
We're part of history now, and it feels great. You know, she's the oldest of the old, and you have to respect that. And she's doing great for 102. She's really in good health.
Filomena's father was a cobbler who had a storefront on River Street in North Adams. She worked in the city's once thriving mills, sewing shoes for the Wall Streeter Company on Union Street, where she continued to work when it was bought out by Florsheim's in the 1960s. Filomena has one son, two grandsons, and one great-grandchild. Sergio spoke to his mother to get to the heart of her historic health.
How did you get to live so long to 102?
I think it's pray.
Prayer?
Prayer and thank God.
Yep.
And my family, the same thing.
And how about some good food?
Yeah, sure.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.